I trust.
Can you hear me? Good. I am on a mission tonight, and I am doing my best to make sure that we have a nice flight. And though my hands are sweaty, maybe I'm shaking a little bit because of the anxiety. Maybe it's because of the cough bag. Nah, I don't think it's any one of those things. I think it's all of them put together. Don't you?
Hoo-hoo. We on a mission today, baby. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Something's talking to me. Something's talking to me. Oh, it seems like a lot is talking to me. It almost seems like everything speaking to me. Well, what do I do with that? I tell you one thing I was going to do, but then I didn't do it. And then I thought, I think I'd like to do that. Was tell you I'm recording through my earbuds. Or, as only two people I've ever known in my entire eternity that I can recall, call them headbuds. Hey, that's so weird. Headbuds. But it's nice, though. It's better than earbuds. Because you say earbuds, and now you got me thinking about the bones in the ear. You got me thinking about the follicles, the cochlea. You got me thinking about them little hammers drumming. No. That's too much. You say head buds, it's like, it almost sounds like, hey bud, head bud. Head bud sounds more like something you just plug in. Head bud. How's your head, bud? It's all right. Oh, it is a little vivid, for sure. Vivid masterpiece. Quite. Quite vivid, indeed. Not so much ferociously so, but for sure, cleaning the coat, licking the fur, cleaning the coat, licking the fur. Oh. There are all kinds of things I want to do, you know. All kinds of things I want to say. Because it appears I'm not just any one what they call man anymore. Oh boy, isn't that a nice surprise? All right. Oh, I feel better. Yeah. Me and all my other me's that are just like me throughout infinity. We decided we would clam our hands together. Clamor and ram our hands together in a gathering around a fire. And we're just clamoring our own hands together. All 5,000 of us. Boy, that's an infinity of me. Well, there's only so many can fit in one space. Isn't that right? Oh, yes. I see. Some of them don't like to be smoking. Some of them have nothing but smoke. Wouldn't that be funny? I almost wish I hadn't thought of it. This boy, Hawayaka. What is that? I hadn't looked it up. Alrighty then. What I was gonna say that I decided I wasn't gonna say. But really though, what I just said isn't what I meant to say. Hardcore happiness. Love it like a paradise. Free the paradigm. Leave the evidence. Don't touch it. You know what it wants to do? You don't. You feel it though, don't you? Don't you touch that evidence. That's too deep. It's too deep. Too deep, too deep. Oh, buddy. I feel for you. I love you so much. Too deep, too deep. You're somewhere down the stairwell. No, sweetie. You're not actually hurting yourself. You're just really imaginative. And now, your beautiful brain grows more around you like a blanket. Softens all those things we saw before, as it were. Cute, nuzzling blanket surrounds me. That's true, though. Yep. You know what I was told? I'm not sure. I really do not believe that it was anybody that you would think of when you think of somebody, some person, some being out there in the world. You there. Good luck today. Don't you want to be a human, burr? Burr? Get some good luck today. Be a human, burr. No, don't do that. Be careful. Where you step? Wait a minute. You can step? I want to learn how to do that. Well, no problem. I'm talking to you through the TV right now to let you know. You're already there. Good luck. I love you. Mwah. Lucky penny. Oh, baby. I don't know what I thought was happening in the beginning. Because I was thinking so much. I couldn't think of nothing. You try to get me to stop on something? Nuh-uh. I'm gone. You can't find me. I'm on the loose. But I'm standing right there in front of you. Where'd he go? What's his name? How did he even get away? Who are you? I don't have a name. I'm being dramatic right now. Because I like it. It turns me on. I say what I want to hear say to me. You better. You don't want not, right? Not right. What? Aren't you so right? Just perfect for the job. Nobody even knows your name. And even when they think they do, they don't know you. Where'd you go? Hey. I don't even know what the fuck just happened. Come back here. Oh boy, we're gonna call the squad on you. Nah, boy. That's some bullshit. You can't be over there standing there looking all authoritative like that at me. Just slathering your emotional energy all over me. Do you know what that feels like? I'm sure you do. I'm doing it to you right now. Feels good to get to know each other. Depends. Don't always want to get to know each other. Don't always want to get to know each other. Don't? Don't it? Always? Doesn't. Always. Want to get the picture? How precious would that be? Just the most beautiful thing you've ever seen. Gleaming like headlights, made of some precious metal, illuminated by nothing but the moonlight. All right. Oh, damn. What, man, ain't that cool? Tippy tappy. Clippy clappy. Oh, that's so good. Oh, that's so good. I can't believe I love it so much. Do I? What is it? Who knows? It's already gone. I don't know where it went. It's doing its own thing. You know it is, of course. That's what it does. That's what it do. You know you want to. What? Yeah. Huh? That. Yeah. Oh, yes. You know you want it. Why would I? Who knows? But don't you, though? I'm sorry? Don't be. Who's asking the question? Somebody. Oh, shit. Da-na-na-na-na. Ba 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 ba. Oh boy, I gotta go do something. My lord, I gotta take care of my body.
Oh, howdy, neighbor. Let's read what I wrote. Right now, it's 9:07:29:25. I wrote this, or I started writing this. I took this photo because I also make photos and stuff. Because it's a smart thing to do. And at 9:49 p.m., experiment, all Japanese, Central Time, 4:29:24. So far, many things have happened that have seemed very strange, and I've been seeing a lot of them occur victoriously. Things most beings would pass off as an odor, or a lover of things, or whatever idea you may gander, because who cares? Float on the boat of strain, say tides, no, not want, no, want, no, home, over. All, what were they all along? And was I the one who was gone? Well, surely I am a thing. The evidence of my destruction is vicious. Truly I am a thing. Because the evidence of my destruction is vicious. The ferocity of my destruction still lingers on in waves, bathing my soul in the deepest of shades. With a lie, tell a lie, little lies here and there. I lie, tell a lie, here I go. Goodbye. Little creatures wiggling at my feet because they know they like me for liking them. I said little creatures wiggling at my feet because they know they like me for liking them. Favors of destruction begged for from the beginning. Hold on the open doors shut. Whence, where came such horrible odors?
So this is a, this brings a whole new meaning to, or I guess this is the definition of the freaks come out at night. Because my friend Maddox, he posted saying, why is everybody always saying there's weirdos out at night? When I go out, I don't see anybody. And I'm walking around with somebody that's really strange. Blasts on through, like, other people's ideas, just rolls on through. Sounds good. Always after me like it charms. Always after me like it charms. Oh, give me that lucky charm. You don't want that one. Do you know what that thing will do? We're not gonna go there. tonight is a demonstration that psychic energy is real.
I just started calling my darling chimichanga. Creeper creeping. Creeper creeping. Creeper creeping. Creeper creeping. Hello?
Chimichanga.
Dang, she owed me the truth.
Just let the cat out. Well, skeleton dog. Says woof. Woof. Yeah, do you know why this bothers me right now? Because I don't know. Wild behemoth on the loose. I trust in them. I believe in them. I think they're absolutely smart enough. It wouldn't do any good if I didn't trust in them and believe in them. Because they're out there. I don't know what the fuck they're doing, but they're out there. And I got their phone. That's why it bothers me. And it feels like slack that I have to pick up. That's what it feels like. I don't want to pick up no damn slack. Motherfucker, I'm tired. I'm 34. Hun is 24. 25. What is going on here? Yeah. Ain't nothing I can do but quit. Man, rowdy fucking on the loose clown. Oh, God, you know that hurts me. I got a weirdo freakazoid clown on the loose. You know, liable to make somebody piss their pants. For fun. Yeah, they need a haunted house to go live in, you know. Oh, God. Yes, it was not part of my prerogative to be walking back alone and to not have a lighter. because they always disappear. Because I set them down and one grabs them. Oh. And so now I'm walking back to the house because I need to take care of my damn self. And I got a little bit of the sick of this. Got a little bit of the sick of this. Sick of this bullshit. So, I guess that lion can go out there and do whatever it's gonna do. I'm going back to the fucking house, and I'm pretty sure they're following me. Because they think it's funny. That's not funny to me. I almost just stomped on something. But I knew better. I decided I would keep that energy this time. Motherfucking stalker. Think I don't feel the wind on my back of somebody looking at me with your laser eyes heating up the fucking atmosphere? Feel it in my muscles. Stalker staring at me. It's cute. But I don't give a shit what the fuck, I'm going home. I'm sitting the fuck down. Because I don't give a shit. Baby. Really and truly, I like to stay on the fringes. I don't want to delve too deep into whether or not my hun's out there hunting wabbits or, you know, pretending to hunt me. Has your darling ever thought about eating you before? That's an interesting thing. That's quite the topic. Are you that kind of person that you think about those kind of things? My darling is. I mean, I did at one point, but it was just because I was like starving. Boy, loaded. I'm just going to set that one down in the bushes. There you go. Thank you very much. Good night. Nothing on my arm to harm another. We walked our own ways back and ended up on the same path.
Lovely like a paradise.
Hallelujah. I'm Corvin Hayes, Lord Hayes, God's Law Corp. If you're new here, this probably won't make any sense to you. That's okay. It didn't make sense to most people the first time either. I'm used to that. Now, you know, when I turned 33 and realized I could just decide to feel different about it. Excuse me? Why didn't anybody tell me about this? You have got to be fucking kidding me. The level of disappointment I feel and the atrocious, I mean, just pitifully pathetic, awful amounts of atrocious discipline I must exert to go easy on you. God help me. Because no one else can. That's gotta be one of my, that's gotta be my ultimate favorite Southern phrase. God help me, because no one else can. And even in those times when someone ain't with the rhymes and reasonings of the church, they may say, fuck it, I'll put in a prayer anyway, just in case. Because what the hell else am I going to do? That's something I haven't tried before. Isn't that right? Very strange. Very interesting. If you don't think it's strange, you're the strange one. Because I'm telling you, I have been paying attention to you. Who do you think's been watching you? Watching these videos. Oh my God. You know, I gotta scroll through videos every day as a way to keep my sanity. Or at least it has been before I was able to get what I was so graciously able to receive, thanks to everybody that loves what I do. Thank you so much. If somebody would have just fucking told me, stop thinking about the money, think about what you really are interested in doing it for. Well, shit. I had never thought of that. I guess everybody had to let me run into a wall to figure it out for myself. I actually did that. I broke a bone in my hand. And then I broke the bone of my hand again. Same bone. So it was almost about to be really good and healed. And then whoops. Accident. Trust me, I was not trying to do any of the events that occurred on that day. I promise you that. Do you think I wanted to run around the house smashing mirrors? Oh, yes, I did. Oh, yes, I did. Included. Batteries not provided. Because this sun's energy is infinite. And I am aware that it scares some people. Please go easy on them. Go easy on the ones that you can tell are frightened of me. Please, go easy on them. Because if you believe in whatever God it is, and you think I'm going to hell, because finally I was able to stop and look at who I was, as opposed to what everyone else was telling me to look at. Look, it's over there. What? Where is it? Oh, you just missed it. Yeah, it was wearing the same color as you. What? You lie like a rug, you motherfucker. Get back here. No, never mind. Alright. Whew. Thank goodness. He ran off into the woods. Hey, man. Where you run is where you run. If I can't catch you, no one can. And that's a tough bitch right there. Because sometimes they wish I could have caught them, but I couldn't. And then I get to be this vertex in their life for decades. Except now it looks like they will all be vertexes in my life forever, as the foundation of a new set of neurons
that I know has never been formed in my pathways before I know it. Because trust me when I say, I'm pretty sure I can say, you can trust me when I tell you this, that which I'm about to say. I don't know. Tell you the truth, I ain't really that interested. Why should I give a hoot and a holler? Because someone thinks my green shoes are blue, huh? Why should I give a fuck? If you can't give me a good enough answer to make me go, oh wow, I never thought about it like that. And then I am liable to make fun of you. Just so that, you know, I can stun you for a second so that I can get away. Because if you're coming around me like that, I don't want to be around you. And you better believe I ain't got to do anything anymore. I said in a previous episode, I got a big, huge, wondrous, fuzzy, cozy blanket around me, baby. And it's filled with all kinds of beings. I tell you what, I sure don't know where I got my accent from. I don't know how I got here. I don't know why I'm here. I really don't know why I'm talking to you. In fact, it kind of feels like you're taking up some of my time and I'm taking it out on you. I'm sorry about that. Did you see what I did there? I insinuated that I was, that I could possibly be intruding on someone's place. I insinuated to someone that was holding me as a guest. I insinuated to them that I shouldn't be there and that would offend them. They would almost be as though, how dare you think I would want you to leave? Well, there must absolutely be something wrong with me then, if you felt the need to say that. At which point I would think, oh Lord, up there's definitely something wrong here with me. All right. Because this kind of stuff don't just pop out of the blue. This is a projection from my own mind onto your life, and it is screwing up your stuff. Can I give you $5? And do you need anything at the grocery store? How about that? Apples and peanut butter jars and pickles. Motherfucker, oranges are a delight. My sunny night. Ah. Best time to buy it is when you like you like. In case anybody was wondering what I'm actually doing, or what you think of when you wonder what it is I am actually trying to achieve, I'll tell you what it is I'm doing. I'm having fun playing with you until you say, hey, that feels weird, stop it. And then I'll say, "Look, sorry, do you want a cake or something?" I realized recently, oh, it's silly of me to think that I haven't been writing a book. Well, there's only, you know, about 10,000 pages of it everywhere. Everywhere. Online, on videos, pictures people have shared. Whoa. Yeah, you know, that was a totally different feeling compared to what it used to be back in the day, where when I was a kid editing movies, me and my brother made fucking assassin hitman movies, yo. And I got good at the editing real quick. And I'm telling you, we made some stunning stuff, boy. It was wicked. And it was... so inspiring. It's so inspiring to watch. We shall see. We shall see. So, some people say I got what they call that bipolar, or whatever that means. What do you mean? It means I can switch really quick, and you're left standing there like, oh, why is that my problem? What's it to do with you? Sitting there, Mr. Stutterpants. Da 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 da. What's I supposed to say? Huh? Why are you making that my problem? Do you want to stand in my way? Because I'm going to think of it if I'm talking to you right now. It means you tried to stand in my way and I blew you down. And you just left standing there. And it's going to take you a minute for your incredible brain to grow the most beautiful neurons I've ever helped anybody grow. I've been doing all of this on purpose. Because I love all of you so much. Worth it. Don't flatter me. Why you do that to me? Mentor. Ugh. Life coach. What are you talking about? Since when? Hey, now, don't you call me out on this. There was only one damn time I ever put that up on my page just because I thought it was funny. And you should have seen the picture of me I had on there. I was like, ah! I was beaming. And, scam man. Scam man. Nickster. Super Nickster. I think he's a French dude. I know he goes to meetings. That sounds fun. I'm sure I would enjoy it. I always enjoy being around anybody that will pay attention to me because it just happens to me that I really enjoy seeing how they react. And it has taken so much discipline and effort to work as hard as I can to match the demands of the ones around me that you know, hadn't kicked me out. Everybody's kicked me out at least once. What does it mean when you scream at me, I'm calm? Oh, that is so confusing, is it? Well, it seems to be a blaring sort of thing right there, doesn't it? I mean, wow, isn't that scenario quite so loud? It's almost deafening to the ears, and we don't even hear it. Wouldn't that be a surprise? Ah! Oh, wait. That wasn't it. You don't want to hear it. It's good stuff. It'll make you writhe around on the floor and twitch and stuff. You ain't ready for that. You ain't ready. You ain't ready. You ain't. You ain't. Ready? Let's go. Chick, I already clicked your seatbelt. Don't worry. Have a very good driver. Roll, roll, baby. Roll, roll. Wow. We're ramping these dunes tonight, baby. Wow. Yeah. Out the motherfucking way. Bam, bam. Oh boy, if only there were cameras back at that bike trail near my house. Thin enough, you could drive a car through it, winding enough to where it was fun if you were going a little bit fast. But it hadn't been trimmed in a while, so I knew nobody'd be walking through there, I hoped. And if not, I hoped that the noise I made when, upon entering this patch of wilderness, paved through, truly a jungle. A pine jungle. Limbs hanging everywhere, and I was slamming into all of them. Boy, and I was having a good time. I was routing, feeling fine. Everybody's always been saying, hey, no, you can't be so rowdy. So then they gotta get a little more rowdy than you at first. So that you gotta go, oh, shit. Oh, okay. All right. It really sucks having to do that. For both of you. So just do us all a favor and just know everything. Don't think what that thing means. Everything is what it means to me. What is everything? That which means so much to me. Everything, everything, everything. I'm hearing voices in the background. Somebody talking to me. I tell you what, I think I need to crack open that coffee, 'cause damn, apparently it just ain't this soul's bedtime yet. Ooh. Which one? 'Cause you know, I don't really know which one I am, because I keep noticing every day things that aren't the same every day. Oh shit. Okay. So you didn't know I was actually trying to come over here. You checked the text messages? Okay. Well, I can't do that. I deleted all my messages on my phone to save space. All I know is where the fuck I came from, baby. I texted my honey when I was halfway up here. I sure did. I did. But my honey checked the texts. My honey checked the text. My honey checked the text and on their phone. And I couldn't check mine because I deleted them for sake of space. And of course, you know I said sacrifice before I deleted it. Because it means something to me. Because it's like messages of my darling. But am I ever going to go back and look through any of that? Hell no. I don't need to see that. That's gonna mess me up. Look at it and go, whoa. And not even know, you know, what the who, you know. Damn. No thank you. You know, most of the time when one of my videos pops up when I'm looking around YouTube to save my sanity, to save my brain space at the time that I need for perpetuating a good atmosphere for cooling the fuck off. I don't even know what I was talking about, because damn, that just got me so heated. And I mean it. These peppers, honey, hickory smoked, wood and stew. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I really don't know what I'm doing still staying awake right now. But I'm just being the best I can in the moment and patient. It has proven to be quite a thing between me and patience. I say, come here, patience. You're mine. I'm yours. We were never separate to begin with. So what do you choose? Oop, cat got your nose. Don't worry, I got it back. Yeah, I wiped it off for you. You didn't notice it, but you got the cat's tail. They got your tail. That's weird, isn't it? Is it? Really? How weird is it? Does it make the fun go round? Does it make the squeak go peak? Make your eardrums squirk. Oh, what a feeling. Did you know if you can scream at the top of your lungs, you have the most beautiful weapon that you could ever need most of the time? And just so long that you know that you can absolutely hurt somebody's eardrums by screaming at a certain frequency. And you can, I'm sure you can do that, because my voice may not be quite so high pitched, but I can reach a resonance, motherfucker. And when I hit that, resonance, boy, it hurts people's ears and it freaks them out. And for like about 10 seconds, nobody in the room can tell what the hell is happening. And, you know, and they all look like they're waking up from a nightmare. So I try not to do that anymore. One person, anyway, in my life, one person said, I'm sure there were others, but, fuck if I'm gonna be damned enough to remember. Oh, I love that. That's so good, I don't give a fuck what I was gonna say. Alright. 557, I'm speaking to you from heaven. Love it like a paradise. Hello. So I wrote something here that I got on to writing when I was looking for something to write on, and I don't really have any paper. And I thought, well, I can use this napkin and write one of the few things I've ever written on a napkin. Front side of it inspired by the video game I'm holding, using it as like a table. MDK for the PlayStation. And inspired quite a bit. So, what I saw was a world where I had been to before many times, apparently, just because I thought it was interesting. Okay. Nice caveat right there at the beginning for you. I just thought it was kind of interesting. Alright. That seals the deal. Alright, good news. That's good. That's good for you. Alright. I'm so happy for you. So. I was realm hopping. Flip-flopping through a couple of different realms, just having fun, seeing what's out there, writing books, leaving very valuable, you know, possessions of mine as offerings in exchange for taking something else from that land. Guess what? I did that earlier. I don't know what I dropped off there, but I feel like somebody, I feel like a fairy, like, pickpocketed me or something. I mean, I hope if that was the case, it was a really nice fairy, because that's some beautiful good luck, some beautiful little good luck hands digging around in your pockets while you're asleep, you know. That fairy would be doing you a favor to snatch any of your coins. I'm sure of it.
Why would anybody want to look this good? Why would anybody want to look this nice?
You know, ever since I learned that you could just sync up the two hemispheres of your brain just by thinking about it?
Okay. Okay. Woo, woo. Go Bears, woo, woo.
No. Why didn't you fucking tell me? Why didn't you tell me we could believe in anything?
What is wrong with you?
Don't worry. I know. I've been watching you. I've been watching you. I've been seeing you on the Who's Who. I sure do. I said earlier in the podcast, something or other.
What was it that was on the news? Crazy man's on the loose. Oh.
Is that really all you have to talk about? Don't you look at beautiful things? Can you not enjoy tea next to a rainy window? Or reading a book by candlelight? What a pitiful thing it must be. I'm sorry. Just thought I'd let you know it shouldn't have to be like that for too much longer. Because I've been doing some things, baby. Oh, yeah. I've been doing some things. And it ain't nothing that you could guess either. You'd never guess, even though I've been telling you the whole time exactly what I've been doing. You'd never know. Because I'm always doing a little something else while I'm doing what you get to see. I wouldn't even know what it was I did. Now, just how special is that? Well, it is very special to me. Because, indeed, I would love to know what it was I was thinking in those moments. I just trust that whatever it was, I was supposed to say it. And I just try not to get in my own way anymore. Because I will run myself down. I will run myself down like I am a fruit stand going 35 miles an hour. Bam! What's the difference between hitting a fruit stand going 35 miles an hour and hitting a fruit stand going 15 miles per hour? Well, one might say one major difference is the shrapnel. Yes, indeed. Another very important factor, which should always be at the very top of the list, number one, at the very top of the checklist, that you must sign and then print your initials and the date. No. We make no mistake. Can't do that in some of these places. Did you know there are some places that if you make a mistake, you're in trouble? Did you know there are more places out there besides just the ones on Earth? Did you know, like, you can go anywhere through your mind? What are books again? Imagination? What is God? How are we supposed to imagine that? Well, you can try.
I finally gathered why
that one person that I finally got gathered by that one being asked me, "Who are you?" I figure I gander mostly because I don't appear to be the same person in a lot of these videos. And you see in these different seeming personalities, thinking maybe, well, there's got to be some kind of ruse here. Like, this is, he's doing something, right? You know, he's pulling somebody's leg. I am. And it's fun, too. You're an easy target. You just scrolling through your phone. Whoa. Weirdo alert. Tweaker alert. Nah, honey. Do you know what a tweaker really looks like? I do. I grew up in a town that had a lot of tweakers in it. But that ain't the thing for me. No, honey. No, honey, on that occasion. No. Not for me. Some things I will not touch, and boy, I can smell a vampire now. I can smell vampires now, dude. I'm not even playing. I can smell vampires. Vampires. Oh my god, I did that the other day. And some of them, I will not even dare get their attention because I can feel that they're ruthless. And I ain't gonna do anything to make them think I am anything but only slightly out of the ordinary. I'm over here eating chips and no dip. I'm over here eating chips in between my thoughts that I'm recording for you here. Boy, isn't it funny? It's not, though, but it kind of is in a way. It makes you want to laugh, but then you feel bad about wanting to laugh. When somebody just is just freaking out about somebody that you know is just a, you know, it's just an artist. It's an artist. It's somebody in the world that evolved alongside us. Don't know how that happened, because damn, they sure look alien, but I can tell they're coming from a good place. And then you got these other people, beings that are pretending to be people. How about that? Do you like that one? I love it. And they're like, oh my god. I mean, just, you know, they're firing off the finale to the fireworks, damn it, you know. And it's like, do you see Jesus anywhere? Calm the fuck down. You know, it ain't just him that's watching you riot. I would say don't worry about it. Because from where I come from, which is not this planet that I'm talking to you on right now, by the way, because I remember my planet. I was paying attention. There are a lot of things different on this planet than there were on the one that I was born on. As you call it. No. This is not my fucking planet. Is there... I three times the charm, I save for good luck. Because I love these motherfuckers so much. Whoa. There's two actors.
musicians that, from where I came from, they weren't around anymore. And I was like, oh shit, that's the last album, that's the last movie, oh wow. And then I wake up the other day and I'm looking around and I see these beautiful creative souls are out there on this land doing their thing. Motherfucker, where I came from, they were dead. I believe that place I came from is in a better place right now. And so too, all the other ones I have walked through on my way to this one, which was not without some help, by the way. Because yes, I have had faith in things. I have decided to have faith in many things. You know, when they say trust no one, wow, don't trust anybody, man. Fuck that. I say I trust everyone. You know why? I trust everyone. I trust everyone because I trust everyone to do whatever the fuck it is they're gonna do. There you go. Bada bing. Works for me. And usually, having that attitude ends up making them call themselves out anyway. So, you ain't gotta do shit. Lean back. Live a little. Just a little bit. Don't live too much. Hasn't an Indian man ever told you? Don't get too excited. It's bad for your health.